我要继续来讲天上的意象。
Today I want to continue on my series of topics on the heavenly vision.
好，我们这几次交通一个人，就是大卫王。
For the past several weeks, we've been sharing on the same person, that is King David.
今天我要请大家打开诗篇第八篇。
I want us to turn to Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇，这是大卫的诗。
This is a song of David.
这一篇叫做弥赛亚的诗。
And it's a song about the Messiah.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。姐妹念第二节英文。
Verse 2. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes you have established strength because of your adversaries to make the enemies and the revengeful cease.
我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
What is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。第二处的圣经，我们打开《使徒行传》第二章。
The second passage we read is in Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章，我们要读第二章二十五节。
Verse
25. 我们要念到三十六节。
25 to 36.
也是一样，中英文轮流来念。
And we'll take turns reading it.
使徒行传二章第二十五节，大卫指着他说：“我看见主，常在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动。”
Therefore, my heart was glad and my tongue exulted. Moreover, my flesh also will live in hope.
因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence.
弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明地对你们说，他死了，也埋葬了，并且他的坟墓直到今天还在我们这里。
And so, because he was a prophet and knew that God has sworn to him with an oath to seat one of his descendants on his throne.
就预先明看这事，讲论基督复活，说他的灵魂必不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。
This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand.
等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
好，三十六节我们一起念。
Let's read together verse 36.
故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这一位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。好，我们再回头。看撒母耳记，撒母耳记上。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel.
二十二章。
Chapter 22.
我们要念第一节、第二节。
We'll read verse 1 and 2.
撒母耳记上。二十二章第一节，大卫就离开那里，逃到亚杜兰洞，他的弟兄和他的父亲的全家听见了，就都下到他那里。
Everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him, and he became captain over them. Now there were about 400 men with him.
我们再看历代志上
First Chronicles
历代志上十一章
Chapter 11
第十节
Verse 10.
节省时间我就挑几节念英文就看
We'll just read, we'll select a few verses to read and we'll just have the English readers follow along.
第十节以下记录跟随大卫勇士的首领就是奋勇帮助他德国照着耶和华吩咐以色列人的话与以色列人一同立他作王的大卫的勇士记数目记在下面哈格摩尼的儿子亚朔班他是军长的统领一时举枪杀了300人其次是下面一个一个名字列出来
from verse 10 11 and so on with this names of David's mighty men
15节
verse 15
30个勇士的三个人下到磐石那里进了亚杜兰洞见大卫菲利士的军队在利伐因谷安营那时大卫在山宅菲利士人的房营在伯利恒大卫可想说甚愿有人将伯利恒城门旁井里的水打来给我喝这三个勇士就闯过菲利士人的营盘从伯利恒城旁的井里打水拿来给奉给大卫他却不肯喝将水垫在耶和华面前说我的神啊这三个人冒死去打水这水好像他们的血一般我断不敢喝如此大卫不肯喝这三个勇士所做的事
That was from 15 to 19.
我们跳到12章。
And then we'll go on to chapter 12.
21节、22节。
Verse 21 and 22.
这些人帮助大卫用英文读吧21 22
Verse 21 and 22 They helped David against the band of raiders for they were all mighty men of valor and were captains in his army for day by day men came to David to help him until there was a great army like the army of God
38节
Verse
38以上都是能守行伍的战士他们都诚心来到伯利恒希伯伦要立大卫做以色列的王以色列其余的人也都一心要立大卫做王
All these being men of war who could draw up in battle formation came to Hebron with a perfect heart to make David king over Israel and all the rest also of Israel were of one man to make David king
好我们就读这么多圣经
And this is all the passages we'll read
大卫的意象我分三次来讲
I've divided into three parts to talk about David's vision
第一段我讲大卫的少年时期
The first part was about his youth
他被膏他的一个得胜的经历
His experience in victory and he was anointed
但是他得胜的经历却带给他的是13年到14年的痛苦
But his victory brought to him 13 or 14 years of sorrow
但是在这一切的痛苦中他能够体会神的心
But in all of his sorrow he came to understand God's heart
所以第二次我就交通到大卫登基以后他做了三件事情是前面一个王扫罗王从来没有想到的
So last time I shared about three things that David did after he received the throne that the king before him, King Saul, never thought of
哪三件记得吗
And what were those three things?
第一他拿下耶路撒冷
He conquered the city of Jerusalem
把大君王的城神要在这里得安息的地方拿下来了
He conquered the city of the king where God would find rest
第二件事
The second thing
把约柜从那个森林里面 拉到耶路撒冷来。
He moved the ark out of the forest, into the city of Jerusalem.
这也是扫罗没有想都没有想过。
That's also something that King Saul didn't even think about.
第三件事。
The third thing.
他起意要为耶和华建殿。
He had a thought to build a temple for the Lord.
所以我第二个题目是注重在大卫是一个想到神家的人。
So on my second message, I focused on David as being a person who thought about God's house.
神虽然没有让他亲手来建殿。
Although God didn't allow him to build the temple himself,
他没有因此就放弃了。
He didn't give up because of that.
他整个的一生就是为着建耶和华的殿，他预备许许多多的材料。
Instead, he used his lifetime to prepare all the materials necessary to build the house of the Lord.
这就影射到今天神在地上，在我们中间，他正在为着神的家准备许许多多的材料。
That foreshadows God's work today on earth. That is, he's preparing materials to build his kingdom.
好，那么今天我们就来到第三个部分。
And today we've come to the third point.
第三个部分，我们要特别来看到国，应该说王国。
Today we'll look especially at the kingdom.
这个王国虽然在扫罗的时候是他第一个开始建立这个王国。
Even though King Saul was the first one to have established his kingdom.
可是这个四十年的王国却没有带下神的认可。
But in his 40 years of reign, he was not pleased by the Lord.
他的40年王权最后是被废掉的。
God removed him at the end of his 40-year reign.
也就是说他建立的这个国不是神心目中的那一个国。
Which means that this kingdom he established was not one after God's heart.
那么神就选了这一个第二个王，大卫王，神为他做见证说，这个人是和我心意的。
So God selected a second king, King David, and God testified on his behalf, saying that this is a man after my own heart.
也就是说，在大卫手下所做的这一件事情，是神认可。
So what it means is God is pleased by the things that David did.
而且他走过的这条路，与他所有跟他同工的这一群人，是神将来有一天要建国的时候的样板。
And the way that David embarked upon and the people who followed him is a blueprint of the kingdom that God will build in the future.
所以我们一面把要来认识大卫建国的这一段路程。
On one hand, we need to see the process of David's building of his kingdom.
它是一个历史的事实，记载在圣经里头。
It's a historical fact in the Bible.
但是不要忘记，那段历史是我们今天要效法的。
But don't forget that we are to learn after history.
那我们今天的重点就是在这个地方。
So we'll focus on that today.
到底大卫建国的这段历史，怎么样成为今天基督徒来效法的榜样？
So how do we take the history of David's building of his kingdom as something as Christians today that we can learn after?
那么我带大家读的第一篇是第一段圣经是诗篇第八篇。
The first scripture we read was in Psalm 8.
这一篇诗篇是大卫做的。
This was the Psalm of David.
我曾经说过，大卫并没有像一些圣经中看到异象的人那种神奇的经历，大卫从来没有。
I've told you before that David wasn't one of those people like others in the Bible who have seen a supernatural vision.
但是大卫的一生却充满了神的启示。
But all of David's life, he's full of God's revelation.
那么我们怎么能够知道他有神的启示呢？看他的写作著作。
We can see God's revelation in his writings.
对吧？你看大卫对神的心，我们上一次引用的诗篇是诗篇132篇。
Last time we used Psalm 132 to see David's heart toward God.
他是许愿。
He made a vow to God.
如果神没有得到安息，他不进自己的床榻。
But he would not sleep if God does not have rest.
现在你看到这篇诗篇。
And now in this psalm.
在这篇诗篇里面，你就看见一件事情，神有一个意愿。
You can see a desire of God in this psalm.
他的意愿借着他创造人的时候就表明了。
And that heart of God, that desire of God was demonstrated when he created men.
人一直在询问一个问题。为什么有人？
People are always asking the question, why do we exist? Why is there people?
对不对？我们这么多的人存在是偶然的吗？
Is it just by coincidence that all of us are sitting here today?
人活在这个世界有什么目的没有？
And what's the purpose for people to live in this world?
为什么其他的星球上你看不到任何的生物，偏偏就在这个微小的地球上有这么多的人？
Why is there no life form on any other planets, but on this little planet called Earth, there are so many people?
那么只有圣经把人的意义、人被造的目的讲得这么透彻。
Only in the Bible can you find a thorough explanation of why there is human on Earth.
大卫在他的观察里头，他从小在放羊，他看星星、月亮、太阳，在旷野。
When David was young, he was a shepherd, so he had spent a lot of time in nature.
放羊一定很闲啊，很多的时候他不需要忙啊。
It's probably a pretty boring job being a shepherd. He's probably not very busy.
他就做一个默想的一个人。
So he became a person who meditates.
我不知道我们在座有没有弟兄姊妹喜欢默想。
I don't know if any of you like to do that.
还是空想。
Or do you just daydream?
还是幻想。
Or do you fantasize?
基督徒要有一个习惯默想神的话。
As Christians, we need to have a habit of meditating upon God's word.
所以大卫这个年轻人，他在旷野的时候他就默想神的创造。
So David as a youth, while he was shepherding, he was meditating upon God's creation.
天这么大而人这么小。
He saw how vast the heavens is and how small human beings are.
他发出一个感叹，他说人算什么，你竟顾念他。
So he had a thought, that what is man that you take thought of him?
世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
And the son of man that you care for him.
虽然这么小。
Even though we're so small.
这里有一个 paradox. 啊，他说你叫他比天使微小一点，却赐他什么？荣耀为冠冕。
He said you have made him a little lower than God and you crown him with glory and majesty.
这个 God 应该是天使。
Or angels.、
那么这里告诉我们神在渺小的人身上却有一个荣耀的目的。
So this tells us that God has a glorious purpose in small people like
us. 这个目的是戴冠冕。
That purpose is to crown us.
那么冠冕就讲到是王权，对不对？
When you talk about a crown, you talk about a kingship.
讲到有王权，就一定有一个什么王国。
And when you talk about a kingship, there must be a kingdom.
所以你就知道，神老早在造人的时候，就已经把这一个王国的思想隐藏在他的创造里头。
So all this time ago, when God created human, he hid this idea of a kingdom in his creation.
人类的被造是要与神一同掌权的。
We are created to reign with God.
神要在宇宙中建立他的国度。
And he wants to establish his kingdom in the universe.
可是在这一个神的创造的这个国度里头，有一个神的对头。
But in this creation of God's kingdom, he has an enemy.
在这里隐约的把它讲出来。
This sort of tells us about it in here.
Subtle.
In a very subtle way.
这里并没有指名道姓说这个敌人是谁。
He didn't say who this enemy and what his name is.
只是说在因敌人的缘故，第二节。
It just says because of your adversaries.
所以在这里你会发现人的被造跟他的敌人有关的。
So you can see that there is the creation of human has something to do with God's adversaries.
这里是神的敌人。
This is the adversary of God.
所以人被造的时候是来有一个目的的。
So we were created for a purpose.
为神掌权。
To reign for God.
干什么？把神的仇敌怎么样？打垮。
To defeat his enemy.
怎么打垮呢？他是从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口不言。
This is how we are to defeat the enemy. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength.
神不是用他自己的全能的膀臂来杀掉那个神的对头。
He did not defeat his enemy with his own mighty arms.
神要从一个受造的人站在人的地位上来把另一个受造撒旦的头打破。
But he wants to defeat Satan by the power of his created ones, his people.
人要胜过仇敌。
People will overcome the enemy.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
人的责任大不大？
So people has a great responsibility.
真是有一个很大的责任。
You have a great responsibility.
一面要消灭神的仇敌，一面来与他一同管理神一切的创造。
On one hand, we are to defeat his enemy, the other hand, were to reign with him in his kingdom.
这是大卫的意象，他认识神这个旨意。
This is the vision of David, that he understood God's heart.
那么神就把他放在王位上。
So God placed him on the throne.
可是达到这个王位，他经过了许多的苦难。
But he had to go through a lot of difficulties in order to get that throne.
哎，你会发现在这苦难的时候，神就在那里做工。
But during his trials, God was working.
大卫有人要逼迫他，要杀他。
There are people who wanted to kill David.
但是呢，神也感动很多的人来干嘛？跟随他。
But God also touched many people to follow him.
所以我们刚刚就在这个几处的圣经里面，我让大家读了撒母耳记上跟历代志上。
So in the verses we read in 1 Samuel and 1 Chronicles.
那我们在撒母耳记上22章，你看到哪一类的人来跟从大卫呢？
We can see the people who are following David. As you can see in 1 Samuel chapter 22, what types of people followed David?
是不是在当时有权有势的贵族们来跟随大卫呢？
Were they the powerful, the people with status back in those days?
是不是？完全不是。
No.
在那个年代，有钱有势的人怎么样？都去拍谁的马屁啊？
At those days, the people who were wealthy or who had status, who were they supporting?
啊，扫罗嘛，他有钱有势，当然大家跟着他跑啊。
They supported Saul because he was the king and he had power.
所以圣经里告诉我们，有一类的人来找大卫。
But there was a type of people who sought out David.
当然，第一是他的家里，他的兄弟，他的父亲。来跟随他22章第一节
In verse 1 of chapter 22 you can see that his brothers and his people of his father's household they first followed him
他们在哪里来找他呢在山洞里面就是一个就跟比拉丹差不多就躲在山洞里
They came to find David in a cave much like Bin Laden is living in the cave nowadays
对不对根本就不知道他的前途如何反正第一批人跟随他因为这是我的兄弟是我的儿子所以他们呢爱自己的兄弟来跟他走
I think they didn't know what a future David would have but they came to follow him because this is their brother their family
但我相信这里还比这个还要多不是亲情而已
I think there's more than just a love of a relative that caused him to follow him
这几个人来跟随他爸爸跟他的哥哥们会来跟随他因为他们知道一件事什么事
I think his brothers and members of his father's household came to follow him for a reason
他们是见证人
because they were his witnesses
啊，撒母耳有一天到他们家
because they saw Samuel coming to their house one day
干什么高大卫
to anoint David
所以这几个哥哥跟他的爸爸都是见证人那一天高他的时候他们都在场
So these brothers and his father, they were all witnesses to that.
所以他们知道神要用我们的兄弟大卫。
So they knew that God will use this little brother David.
虽然现在当权者要杀他。
Even though the king at the time wanted to kill him.
他们愿意冒生命的危险来跟随大卫。
They were willing to follow David even though it was danger to their lives.
第二节就看到更有意思的时候。
In verse 2, it's even more interesting.
有三类的人来跟他。
There were three types of people who came to follow David.
第一，受窘迫的人。
One, those who were in distress.
第二，欠债的人。
And those who were in debt.
第三，心里苦什么？苦恼的人。
And those who were discontented.
换言之，这三批人都是社会上的什么人？
So what types of people were they?
啊。如果说这个社会有三教九流那这些是第几流的人
If there are different levels of a people in a society where would these people be?
不会是 upper class 一定是什么 lower class
they probably wouldn't be considered upper class
对不对所以这三个字都很有意思的
These are three very interesting words that describe these people
第一批人是中文翻窘迫你注意英文是怎么翻
The first group were those who were in distress
那么我去查一查字典这个字的意思就是受压迫
I looked in the dictionary for this word and what it meant is under great pressure
对受压迫的人
greatly pressured.
显然他们不是这个上流人物，而是在下层备受压制。
So it's usually the lower class people who felt pressured.
第二个字欠债，那我们想我们都懂了。
And second, those who were in debt, I think we understand that.
这个年头债多就不怕了。欠债的一屁股债。
Being in debt is something we all understand.
也就是他们无法翻身。
Means that they can't, they can't win.
Right. 这个没有这个没有办法，这个一辈子都在欠债的里头，债主要他们要钱没有，要命一条。
They feel like all their lives they're in debt. When their creditors come looking for them, they have no other way out.
这些人都来跟随他。
These are the people who came to follow David.
第三类是叫做心里苦恼。
The third group of people were those who were discontented.
那么这个翻译中文这个英文的翻译是说 discontented 就是对社会不满足的人，不满意的人。
What the English word meant is those who were unhappy with the society.
他不能对这个社会的价值，对这个社会的那个风气不能够投入的人。
They were not able to be a part of what the society was like at the time.
社会的价值观，整个的国家的方向，他们完全不能够同意。
They were not in agreement with the direction the country was going toward and the value of the society.
好，也就是说，把这三批人加在一起，就是对整个扫罗的时代失望的一群人。
So when you add these three groups of people together, they are the people who were disappointed with Saul's kingdom.
他们就来找大卫。
And they came to look for David.
这一个是一个他们信心的盼望，希望神所高的大卫有一天能够带他们走上一个完全不同的道路。
So they had this hope that this King David that got selected will one day lead them onto a different path.
那么这些人是存着什么样的心来跟他的呢？
And what types of attitude or hearts did these people have when they come to look up?
你会发现这里面这些人都是勇士。
You will find that these were mighty men.
所以我们到历代志来读的时候，这些人是成了大军啊。
You will find in 1 Chronicles that these people became a great army.
我不知道大家刚刚跟我读的时候有没有注意到，在历代志上12章的时候，他说这些人天天来，就是每天都有人加入阵营啊。
As we were reading chapter 12, I don't know if you noticed that there were people coming to David every day.
像神的军队。
They became like an army of God.
是大能的勇士。
Those were great, mighty men.
那这边就讲了一些他们的勇士的表现。
And they talked about some of the things that these mighty men did.
他们能够击杀仇敌，有的能够击杀300人。
They were able to slaughter the enemy. Sometimes one person can slaughter 300.
那么有的人是为了大卫，他所要喝的水，他们命可以不顾。
And some people would give up their lives for the water that David wanted to drink.
对不对？大卫要喝某一个地方的井水，他们就跑到穿过敌人的阵营，把命摆上，把那个水弄来要给大卫喝。
David wanted to drink water from a certain city, so these people broke the camp of their enemy to retrieve this water.
你就知道这些人是为了这个王自己的性命怎么样置之而不顾。
So you can see that these people did not care for their own lives for the sake of their king.
所以在这个地方我们刚刚读最后这段圣经的时候，圣经为他们做见证说，历代志上12章的38节，他们都诚心来到希伯伦，要立大卫做以色列的王，以色列其余的人也都什么一心要立大卫做。
So the Bible testified for these people, saying in chapter 12 and verse 38, these people came to Hebron with a perfect heart to make David king over all Israel and all the rest also of Israel.were of one mind to make David king.
所以你就知道这一群人是一心一意要让大卫登上神所应许的宝座。
So these people were of one heart. They wanted David to be king.
可是不要忘记这个时候谁做王。
But don't forget the time who was still in power.
扫罗是王啊。
Saul was still in power.
所以你站在扫罗这个阵营来看这一群人，他们名字 要戴一个帽子的话，什么帽？
So,
现行反革命。
So from Saul's camp, these mighty men of David are called anti-revolutionists.
对不对？这些人叛徒啊。
They were traitors.
通通该怎么样？要杀的。
They should be killed.
所以我们现在读起来很容易啊。可是你在当时把你自己身历其境来想的时候，他们是玩命的。
It's easy for us to read now, but if you put yourself in their shoes back in the day, their lives were in danger.
有钱人不敢跟了，因为钱太多，命要保啊。
Wealthy people wouldn't do that with their lives.
有地位的人也不愿意跟了，这个地位难保啊。
People with status wouldn't.
凡是有现实利益的人都不敢跟大卫。
Those who had an interest in the world, they would not follow David.
只有自己一知道自己一无所有，啊，中国话说穷则革命啊。
Only those who know themselves are worth nothing.
他们就把命拼上了。
They gave their lives.
对不对？这是我们在这里看到的那一幅图画。
This is the picture that we see.
好，这一幅图画对新约的基督徒有什么意义？
And what does that picture mean to the New Testament Christians?
这个故事难道就是个历史，对我们知道就完了吗？
Is this just part of...A history that we just all we have to do is know it?
不是的。
No.
等到新约五旬节圣灵降临教会诞生。
When you come to a New Testament time, at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down,
彼得第一篇讲道。
In Peter's first sermon,
在第一篇讲道里面我们刚刚念了就是使徒行传的第二章。
We read earlier in Acts chapter 2.
他就引用了诗篇的话。
He drew from the words of Psalm.
他引用大卫的见证。
He drew from the testimony of David.
他讲到我们的祖先大卫王，他为他的这个将来要来的弥赛亚做过见证。
He said that our King David had testified for the Messiah who was to come.
他称他的后裔中间有一个是他的主。
He calls one of his descendants his Lord.
对不对？这里就是第三十四节所说的，主对我主说。就是大卫对耶稣说，你坐在我右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。对不起，这个地应该是这样说，神就是主神父神对他的儿子耶稣说。
Verse 34 and 35, The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. This is the Lord God speaking to our Lord Jesus.
但是这个写的人是谁呢？是大卫写的诗。
And the person who wrote this was David.
所以你就知道大卫在他的意象里头，他看见在他的后裔中有一位是神的儿子。
So in David's vision, he saw that among his descendants there will be one who will be the son of God.
他要来做那弥赛亚。
He will be that Messiah.
他要坐在大卫的宝座上。
And he will be seated upon the throne of David.
而且他胜过死亡，阴间的权柄不能局限于他。
He will overcome death, and the powers of Hades will not overcome him.
他的儿子大卫的后裔一直传下来，传了一千年都看不到这个影子。
And in one thousand years after David, there is not that one yet among his descendants.
彼得现在做见证。
But Peter testifies here.
哎呀，我们祖先一千年前所做的见证，今天应验在你们眼前了。
That the testimony of our King David, who spoke this 1,000 years ago, is now before your eyes.
以前神对大卫所应许的那一个坐大卫宝座的那一位，现在就是你们逼迫的耶稣。
The one that God promised who will be seated upon the throne of David is the one whom you crucified in Jesus.
然后现在五旬节圣灵降下来，你们看到这件事情就是神向全宇宙宣布，他已经被立为主为那基督了。
Now the phenomenon that you see at Pentecost is God's testimony for his son that he is now the Christ.
所以这篇讲到的结论就是三十六节。
And the conclusion of his sermon is in verse 36.
我让我们大家一起来念好不好？中文英文一起念。
Let's read verse 36 together.
故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这一位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。在这里是一个伟大的宣布。
This is a great proclamation.
这个宣布是什么？全以色列人都要知道神已经高谁了？高耶稣了。
He wants all the house of Israel to know for certain that God has already anointed Jesus.
他是升到万民之上的名赐给他，万膝跪拜，万口要承认的 Messiah.
The name above all name has been given to Jesus, and all knees shall bow and all tongue confess that he is the Messiah.
是，这篇信息对我们来讲已经过了多少年了？
This message was spoken how many years before us?
差不多两千年了，对不对？
2000 years before us.
但是这件事情当年在天上已经发生，可是在地上发生了没有？
And that incident had already occurred in heaven, but did it happen yet on earth?
地上有多少的人承认这件事呢？
How many people on earth were actually admitted to this happening?
承认没有？地上的人。
People on earth.
很多人不承认。
Many people did not.
对不对？甚至许多的所谓的基督徒也没有承认活在耶稣是王的这个事实的里头啊。
Even those who are called Christians were not living in the fact that Jesus is king.
啊，这就很像什么时候了？耶稣的这个事实，就是他已经被高，这个事实像多少年前？在耶稣之前一千年的那个大卫的故事一样的。
The fact that Jesus is anointed is very much like 1,000 years ago when after David was anointed.
大卫被高的是16岁，小朋友一个。
David was 16 when he was anointed.
有多少人承认呢？
But how many of them admitted that he was king?
啊，多不多人承认？
Were there many?
很少的。
No, there were very few.
啊，所以你就知道大卫被膏是在他年轻的时候就被膏了，年少的时候就被膏了，可是他真正登上宝座，全以色列都来承认，那是15年16年以后的事。
David was anointed as king when he was a youth, but only 15 or so years later was he able to ascend upon his throne for all Israel to see.
对不对？所以从他的被膏到他真正被大家接受，有中间一段隐藏的时期。
So there was a hidden period of time between the time that he was anointed and when he was accepted by people.
同样，从耶稣被膏在五旬节那一天，
In the same,
到耶稣来到这个世上建立基督的国，全地球上的人类通通要承认他，还有一场，有一段什么日子？隐藏的日子。
By the same token, there will be a hidden period of time between the time that when Jesus was anointed at Pentecost to the time that he will come back and receive his kingship.
Got it? 这一点很重要。耶稣是被膏没有？膏了。
This is important because we need to know that Jesus has already been anointed.
就像大卫被膏没有？膏了。
Just like David was anointed.
只是大家还没有看见。
But people just didn't quite see him as king yet.
还没有公开的被接受。
It was not openly accepted.
这一段隐藏的日子很重要。
There was this period of time that was hidden.
一面训练大卫。
On one hand, it trained David.
一面也是预备什么？人才。
On the other hand, it was the time to prepare materials.
因为你建一个国，不是一个王就可以建国了。
Because you can't just build a kingdom just with one king.
要建国，你必须要有一批的什么？啊，用大陆的话，干部。
You need some of your leaders.
No.
Your people.
啊，干部英文是什么 ？Executives 啊。有一批你办事我放心的人。
You need a group of people that you trust, that you can give them things to do that they'll do.
懂不懂？你不能搞一随便路上抓一个阿猫阿狗来，你给我当部长，可能吗？不可能的嘛。
You will not give an executive power to just anybody.
你要训练一批干部，是你所放心，能够为你效命的人。
You need to train a group of people who will give their lives for you, that you can trust.
看见没有？你看现在在伊拉克。
If you look at the situation in Iraq,
在那里把萨达姆拉下台，现在要重新建一个新的国。
They dethroned Saddam and they want to build a new
nation. 你看他们经过多少的痛苦，多少的血与泪。
Look at all the blood and tears that they went through.
到今天还没完没了。
It's still not over yet.
那些多少的人要为这个国要赔上他的性命。
You need to, a lot of people have given given their lives for the country.
是正在上演的一个教训，一个功课，就在我们的眼前。
This is a great lesson that's just occurring before our eyes. We can see right now.
建国容不容易啊？
Is it easy to set up a country, a kingdom?
不容易。
No.
所以老毛说的对，枪杆子出政权。Political power come out of gun barrel. 所以是要有一批人为着这一个国摆上自己的性命。
So you need people who are willing to give their lives for your kingdom.
这是在这个隐藏的时期所要做的工作。
And this is a work that's to be done during this hidden period of time.
那你看，当大卫在那里逃难的时候。
And when David was on a run,
他就吸引了一大批的人来跟随他。
He attracted a large group of people that wanted to follow him.
开始有400人，后来600人，然后慢慢慢越来越多，变成一个大的军队。
At first there were just a few hundred, then it became a great army.
最后他得到他的王权。
And lastly he received his kingship.
那我们来看耶稣怎么做工。
So let's look at how Jesus works.
他是那个大卫坐宝座的那一位，在神的应许里头。
He is that one who will be seated upon the throne of David as God promised.
他在隐藏的这个阶段，他怎么做工？
During his hidden period of time, how is he working?
我们来看几处信息。
Let's look at a few scriptures.
马太福音。
In Matthew.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第四章，对不起。
Matthew chapter 4.
四章十七节
Verse 17、
从那时候耶稣就传起道来说什么天国近了你们应该悔改所以在耶稣的信息 很直截了当
From that time Jesus began to preach and say Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand It's a very simple message
这个信息它的焦点是什么
But what is the focal point of this message?
啊，天国。
The kingdom of heaven.
这里有一个属天的王国要来了。
There is a kingdom that's from heaven that is going to come.
凡是响应这个天国的人要悔改。
All who answer the call of the kingdom of heaven.
悔改的意思就是 change your mind, 把你的思维意识形态改变。
Repent means to change your mind, to change the thought process.
这就是悔改的定义。
That's what it means to repent.
要跟这个国有份呢，你要把以前那一老的那一套全部丢掉。
In order to have part with this kingdom of heaven, you need to get rid of your old past.
地上国度的那一老一套的扫罗那一套的东西，统统要丢掉。
All the ways of Saul need to be put away.
现在要换一个新的。
Need to have a new thing.
所以要悔改。
That's what it means to repent.
好，那么再看路加福音。
In the Gospel of Luke,
第四章
Chapter 4.
你看他吸引谁来跟他呢
Let's see what type of people that Jesus draw to follow him.
他找这个王来找什么人呢
What types of people were this king looking for?
路加四章十七十八
Verses 17 and 18 of Chapter 4.
到十九
17 and 19 of Chapter 4 of Luke.
找到我们英文读。
Luke chapter 4 verse 17 And the book of prophet Isaiah was handed to him And he opened a book and found the place where it was written The spirit of the Lord is upon me Because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives And recovery of sight to the blind To set free those who are oppressed To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord Yeah, that's it
所以在这里主就引用先知以赛亚的预言讲他自己
So the Lord Jesus used the prophecies of Isaiah that taught about himself.
他说主的灵在我上，我被膏。
He said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, which means he was anointed.
叫我干嘛
？To do what？
传福音给谁呀、啊？贫穷人，这些人都是穷人。
To preach the gospel to the poor.
第二，报告被掳的得释放，就是被压制、被捆绑的人释放。
To proclaim release to the captives, those
who are
oppressed.
第三，瞎眼的可以看见。
And to recover sight to the blind.
第四，叫受压制的怎么样得自由
？And set free those who are oppressed.
报告神悦纳人的喜年。
To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
所以你看到神让他的儿子到地上来做王，他要吸引怎么样一批的人呢
？So what types of people were Jesus sent to the earth to attract?
不是有钱人。
Not the wealthy.
不是有地位的人
not the powerful
乃是穷人乃是受压制的人乃是瞎眼的人
but the poor, the oppressed, and the blind
对不对所以你看这一个耶稣所发的这个信息跟当年大卫身上所发生的故事像不像非常像
so the message of Jesus was very similar to what happened with David
所以主耶稣他在登山宝训的时候他说什么样的人有福了
That's why Jesus said in Beatitudes, who are those who are blessed?
这个邻里贫穷的人有福了。
Those who are poor in spirit.
对不对？饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Those who are hungry and thirsty.
哀痛的人有福了。
Those who weep are blessed.
相反的，另外一个地方说，富足的人怎么样？有祸了。
On the contrary, it says woe to those who are rich.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
今天为什么神的国在地上行动这么慢呢
Why is it that the progress of God's kingdom is so slow on earth?
而相反的你会发现福音在某一些地区是非常的快呢
yeah, On the contrary, in some areas the gospel is spreading very fast.
你有没有发现它的道理何在
Do you see a principle?
在发达国家很慢
In the more advanced countries, the gospel progresses very slowly.
在第三世界很快
But in a third world country, it progresses very fast.
道理何在
What is the reason behind that?
啊，这就是对象的不同嘛。
This is the audience that you're talking to.
当你发了
When you're wealthy, you're rich.
当你一切都顺了
When everything is going well for you.
天国对你来讲可有也可无
The kingdom of heaven really doesn't mean that much to you.
当你什么也没有的时候
But when you have absolutely nothing at all.
当你不能够认同这个时代的价值观的时候
When you can't agree with the value system of the world.
神说好消息来了
God said that there is good news.
天国是谁的是你的
The kingdom of heaven is yours.
对吧所以注意看耶稣要建国
So Jesus wants to build a kingdom.
他要建他的王国在这个地上。
He'll build his kingdom on earth.
而且这件事情神已经说很清楚，这个是绝对不改的。
And God already said so, so this is going to happen.
好，现在是眼光的问题。
So what matters is how you see it.
啊，你要怎么压这个宝啊
？Where do you put your guarantee?
啊 ，No. Bet. 你要压宝。
Where do you put your bet?
啊，你的一生你要压在哪里？
Where do you put your life?
你要压在扫罗的身上呢，还是压在主耶稣的身上
？Do you put your life on Saul's side or Jesus' side?
就是这么一回事。你如果知道耶稣是神所定好的，他要做王直到永远。
If you know that Jesus is what God has already established to be king,
你就不要跟随扫罗。
So you wouldn't follow Saul.
你要跟随谁？你要跟随大卫
You want to follow David
对不对虽然大卫今天不在宝座上
Even though David is not quite on the throne yet
他是亡命之徒他是躲在山洞里的
He was still a fugitive He was in a cave
世人要嘲笑他的王要逼迫他的
He is someone that the world laughed at the king
你如果跟他走你有什么丧命的危机
If you follow him there is a danger that you might lose your life
走不走
But do you still follow him?
我到中国去传道
When I go to China to preach
那些弟兄姊妹
The brothers and sisters there
真是毫无所有的一群人
Really were a group of people that had nothing at all
真是中国所说的无产阶级
They really had no possession of their own
这些淳朴的农民
These very humble peasants
这些做苦工的工人
These people who work very hard in heavy labor
当初以为解放了但是还没有解放到今天
They thought that they had freedom they had liberation but they still didn't have
revenue 但是当他们真正听见天国的福音
But when they heard the message of the kingdom of heaven
这是他们的盼望
That is their hope
他们什么命都不顾了
They no longer care for their own lives
环境说不可以聚会
Their environment tells them that they cannot meet
这些人照样聚会
But they still do
他们跑到坟墓边去聚会
They would gather by a cemetery site
跑到放弃的屠宰场去聚会
They would go to an abandoned slaughterhouse
对吗跑到翻山越岭去聚会
They would cross mountains to go to meeting sites.
这是我亲眼看见的。
That's something that I witnessed myself.
在这里呢，你要求人来聚会，要烧饭请他来吃饭，他还考虑考虑。
But in this country, you have to invite them and beg for people and treat them to dinner for to bring them to church.
看见没有？在那里一呼召，所有的人都要起来信耶稣。
But in China, you just have one simple call, people will rise up and believe in Jesus.
在那里你要求他，你要不要信啊？
But here you need to beg people to believe.
完全两码子事情。
It's very different.
这里只有这一群在窘迫中的人，在欠债中的人，在苦恼中的人，他们会跟随大卫。
Only those who are distressed, those who are in debt, and those who are discontented will follow David.
他们命都不顾，要推举大卫做王。
They would give up their lives for David to become king.
今天耶稣在那里呼召同样的人。
And today Jesus is calling for the same type of people.
你如果也是这三类的人。
If you're like those three types of people,
你是有福的。
Then you are blessed.
神在今天要预备一批人，天天加入大卫的阵营。变成一支耶和华的军队。
God will prepare people like in those days when day by day they added number into the camp of David and until they became a great army of God.
刚刚我们念的圣经说到这批人是诚心来立他作王。
We read earlier that these people had a perfect heart for David to become king.
有一个 perfect heart, 看到没有？他们的心智是 perfect.
They had a perfect heart.
在世上他们没有什么了不起。
And they had nothing else that they cared for in this world.
可是在神面前他的心神说 perfect.
But before the Lord, they had a perfect heart.
然后他们一意只有一个意要立大卫作王。
And they only had one mind, that is for David to become king.
所以他们的一生只有一件事，这件事就是大卫必须登上宝座。
So only one thing mattered to their lives, that is for David to be on the throne.
今天有多少的基督徒是这样，有一个 perfect heart, 有一个 single mind?
How many Christians today has that perfect heart and has that single mind?
在这个地上我可以没有前途。
That to say that I could have no future in this world.
但是在我人生整个的价值里头，我押宝就押在他的身上。
But in my life, I want to put my money on Jesus.
我就是侍奉他。
I want to serve him.
我就是要他做什么王。
I want him to be the king.
如果你有这样的心，你就是大卫的勇士。
If you have that kind of heart, then you are a mighty man of David.
神的国就要在这样的人身上建立起来。
And that's on the God's kingdom will be built up with these people.
所以讲国国国不是一个空洞的词。
When you talk about kingdom, it's not just an empty word.
这一个国现在正在进行中。
This kingdom is in progress.
只是隐藏的。
But it's just hidden, that's all.
人家看你们这一群人都是傻瓜。
Other people look at it as
fools. 世界看这一群人是神经病。
The world will see these people as fools, as crazies.
但是走着瞧。
But just wait.
谁是傻瓜今天说不清楚。
Just you wait and see. You can't tell who's a fool yet today.
到那一天主回来一切就清楚了。
But on the day the Lord returns, everything will be made clear.
到那一天有人会欢喜快乐，有人会什么咬牙切齿。
On that day, there will be some people who are very joyful and there will be some that will be gnashing their teeth.
但那一天如果你要欢喜快乐，今天你得怎么样？
If you want to be joyful on that day,
今天你先咬牙切齿。
You need to start gnashing your teeth now.
让别人来笑你。
Let people,
让别人来看不起你，没有关系的。
Let people laugh at you. Let people look down at you. It's okay.
但是你在神面前有一个 perfect heart.
So long as you have a perfect heart before God.
你只有一个目的，我的一生就是要基督怎么样作王。
So long as you only have one purpose, that is your life, is for Jesus to be king.
对这个世界你不能认同。
Do not agree with this world.
这个世界的价值系统，这个世界整个的那一套是被神废弃的。
The value system and all the ways of the world has been rejected by the Lord.
是高抬自己，荣耀自己的价值系统。
The value system of self-glorification.
只有在基督里它是舍己的一个新的价值系统。
But a new value system is to deny oneself, that is the value system of Christ.
这跟这个世界刚好相反。
that's very much in contrary with the world system.
所以今天是你做选择的时候。
So today is the day that you can choose for yourself.
但愿当我们在这边祷告说愿你的国降临不是一句口号。
May our prayer which says may your kingdom come is not just a slogan.
是我们一生的追求。
But let it be the pursuit of our lives.
求神祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his words.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你怎样设立大卫在你的家来做王。
The way that you established David as king over your house.
你吸引了千万的人来跟随他，跟随大卫。
You drew many people to come and follow King David.
今天这一个被应许的弥赛亚已经来了。
Today, this promised Messiah has already come.
那个实体就是耶稣基督。
Bodily, in the form of Jesus Christ.
他被膏了。
He was anointed.
他被立在宝座上。
He was established upon the throne.
主啊，今天世界的人还不认识。
But today, the people of the world still does not recognize him.
世界上还在那里追逐人的虚空地位名誉。
The world is still pursuing after their own vanities, wealth and status.
但是主，你在那里呼召你的门徒。
But Lord, you're calling your disciples.
那些愿意撇下一切舍己跟随你的人。
Those who are willing to give up all, even their lives, to follow you.
主啊，求你得着你的国。
We pray, Lord, that you will receive your kingdom.
求你在今天得着更多的门徒。
And that may you receive more disciples to yourself.
愿意卑微的跟随你。
Those who are willing to humbly follow you.
荣耀的跟随你，勇敢的跟随你。
And follow you bravely.
主啊，愿你得胜。
May you have victory.
愿更多的人全心的来爱你。
May more people love you with a perfect heart.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Hear our prayers in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.